WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. A reminder that on Tuesdays at noon, our politics website, It's a Free Country, hosts a political chat. Today, which means in about 13 minutes, we will try to advance the discussion around the death of Osama bin Laden with Karen Greenberg, Executive Director of the NYU Center on Law and Security. She will take your questions and your comments on what this killing of bin Laden says about our counterterrorism policy, particularly the intersection of enhanced interrogation, so-called, or torture, if you prefer, and extraordinary rendition, where some detainees are sent to prisons in other countries where they can do things that we can't do here, the intersection of that with the information that was obtained to help lead to Osama bin Laden. So we will have a text-based chat with Karen Greenberg from the NYU Law School on rendition, interrogation, and the death of Osama bin Laden coming right up at noon on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. I'll be there. Karen Greenberg will be there. I hope you'll be there. Those of you who listen to WNYC produced shows like Studio 360, which airs on the weekends here and all around the country, know that Studio 360 has decided to mess with a classic. Kurt Anderson and company are asking listeners to help redesign the game of Monopoly, which has remained generally unchanged since the 1920s. Hey, Kurt, welcome back to
Hi, listen, Brian, to me. Glad to be here.
Welcome back to the Brian Lehrer Show. Monopoly is a game about risky real estate speculation in which amateurs make decisions about complicated financial transactions and often lose everything as a result, which is not what every 12-year-old is thinking when they sit down to play. But what exactly needs updating?
Well, we're not so unhappy with the way it looks, or Marvin Gardens and Atlantic City or the pieces or all that. We're trying to get a little deeper, and we've, in addition to soliciting ideas from our listeners and your listeners, we've assembled a team of this incredible, one of the leading video game designers in America, a woman named Brenda Brathwaite, Bill Cohen, the financial writer, and Elliot Spitzer has even gotten joined our team as advisor. So we're looking at certain fundamental things, like the fact that it doesn't, Monopoly from the 1930s doesn't really reflect real estate as it's played today, which is to say there is no big leverage. You can't put down $100 and buy a $1,000 hotel, you know, for instance. So the lack of leverage is one thing. The other thing that we thought, I think, and a lot of our listeners seem to agree, is the fact that in Monopoly, the bank is this simple, neutral clearinghouse that just gives you money and takes money, and it's not a player. Shouldn't, you know, in this day and age, shouldn't the bank, in the age of Goldman and the rest, be a player? So those are the two of the big things we're working about. But
you going to establish like credit default swaps cards?
Well, maybe, but one of our listeners suggested, for instance, the chance card, instead of, you know, being about winning beauty contests and stuff, there should be, you know, Federal Reserve rate changes or Justice Department actions and so forth. And there's very little government intervention now in Monopoly. Now, that may, and I had a conversation with Elliot Spitzer about whether that actually is an accurate reflection of reality. But, you know, you occasionally go to jail or get out of jail free or occasionally pay a tax. but maybe there should be a more public intervention than there is. Really, the problem from our game designers, our game experts' point of view, is that it gets too boring too early. That the person who luckily rolls the right dice and buys the right places early on is pretty much the winner, and then the rest of us spend the rest of the game waiting to lose. And sort of figure from a kind of real gaming expert way. That's one of the things she is looking at trying to fix.
And you can imagine the kinds of input that we're getting from our listeners on this. Tom on our Facebook page writes, "I would include government bailouts for the richest player at the expense of the smallest player. Also, I would eliminate community chest because any social safety net for the poor is socialism. Also, there should be a second bank full of Chinese money that the richest players can tap when they run out of their own money." So you hear where he's going. Eileen on Facebook says, "I'd build condos instead of putting up hotels." What do you want, since I guess today's the deadline to actually make suggestions, what can our listeners do to contribute to this project?
They can go onto our website, studio360.org, and find the place where their suggestions are welcome. And as you say, today is the last day. And people suggested all kinds of things. Somebody suggested that they organized crime syndicates could be formed to burn down other players' hotels and houses. Eminent domain, somebody suggested, which is not a bad idea. Hostile takeovers. Somebody said that the losing players could somehow be allowed to merge to carry on the game in a more robust position. So anyway, we are still welcoming those suggestions, and listeners can make them at Studio360.org.
Sounds like you might wind up with a very political, angry new version of Monopoly.
Not so politically and angry, but certainly updated for the 21st century rather than the 1930s.
We asked for recommendations on Twitter. Bike activist Aaron Napstertech told us that the chance card pile could be filled with Federal Reserve rate changes, Justice Department actions, and geopolitical events. I'm surprised he didn't suggest bike lanes around the entire board. But what do you make of his suggestion? Is there more chance now than there was in 1924?
Oh, I think I don't think the level of chance in life, financial or otherwise, has probably changed since in the last 80 years. But I again, updating those things now that we have a Federal Reserve that is deeply involved in the management of the economy, that makes sense. Absolutely, I think.
I think Steve in Prospect in the Prospect Park area has a fundamental change to recommend. Steve, you're on WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. I think really all of those ideas are great, but I think it really necessitates a change of name to oligarchy.
There you go.
Instead of monopoly.
There you go, Kurt. Instead of monopoly, oligarchy.
Well, and then we could get away with actually producing it since Hasbro presumably doesn't own that trademark.
Joseph in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, thank you for answering my call. Yeah, first of all, my father was born on Indiana Avenue, that red property, and the way we used to play the game, friends of mine, in order to make it more interesting for everybody, is that after all the property was basically bought up, we would stop the game and we would start trading so that everybody could get a monopoly. And,
so that everybody could get a monopoly.
Yeah, that's... all the players could get a monopoly because all the property was bought and sold. So we'd start horse trading. You know, I'll give you Ventnor and $500 if you give me Connecticut and Pennsylvania, things like that.
That's not monopoly. That's socialism.
And the other thing we did to make it more interesting for everybody was that you could build as many hotels and houses as you wanted to, so that Baltic and Mediterranean, for instance, would be just as valuable with, you know, three or four hotels as Park Place and Boardwalk.
And for somebody whose father was born on Indiana Avenue, which only costs $220 in Monopoly, that's a pretty good way to move up.
People loved that. You know, everybody had a chance to win, and everybody loved that when we played it that way.
Joseph, thank you
don't
very
have
much.
To change.
Joseph, if only the world was like you, if everybody was like you, the world would be a better place, don't you think, Kurt?
Yeah, well, in fact, somebody suggested, one of our listeners suggested even going further and saying, no, it should be a progressive cooperative community where money is eliminated and scripts for time-sharing and bartering happens. So there are, yes, out-and-out socialists, but I think we're trying to keep it as a reflection of a more or less free market capitalist system. But no, what he did playing as a kid with his family is exactly the kind of do-it-yourself reinvention that I think has been done here and there for decades, and we're trying to do now in a kind of consolidated way on Studio 360.
Is anybody recommending a change in the pieces that you choose from and moving around the board instead of the classic wheelbarrow and battleship and man on... Oh, yeah, the hat.
Yeah.
Right, I love the hat. And the thimble. I'm going to be a thimble. I'm going to go through life as a thimble trying to accumulate property. Are people coming up with new ones for those?
Some people are, indeed. And mostly our suggestions are substantive realm. But, yeah, people are coming up with new ideas. Modern cars or coins and all kinds of things. So we're putting all these into the hopper.
All right. Marianne in Westchester has a suggestion in light of the fact that Elliot Spitzer is one of your advisors. And Marianne, we've got about 15 seconds for you.
Okay. I think there should be some detours on the board. Perhaps falls from grace, investigations into unethical or improper doings, use of government funds to support private habits. I don't know if he should be an advisor on this game that we give to children.
Thank you very much. Or instead of a get-out-of-jail-free card, you could have a get-out-of-jail with an under-the-table donation to a politician.
Although you'll feel much more sympathetic to Elliot, Mr. Spitzer, if you listen to him in the conversation I had with him, where he talks about his father who is a big New York real estate mocker, having reduced him to tears as a child, putting him out of business playing Monopoly.
Oh, look, I just drew a get my own show on CNN card. That must
there
be from the Spitzer pile. All right, we are just about out of time with Studio 360 host Kurt Studio 360 host Kurt Anderson. Today is the deadline for contributing your suggestions for how to redesign Monopoly. So people, again, should just go to studio360.org.
Indeed, they should.
And when are you going to have the show that reveals the new Studio 360 version?
In about 3 weeks, sometime around the end of the month.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kurt Anderson.
Thank you, Brian.
Fun project. And again, listeners, remember, coming up 1 minute from now, join our live online chat. I'll be moderating at our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, on interrogation and the death of Osama bin Laden right now at itsafreecountry.org.